We have Destiny, Radard, and Robert. They're going to do a tune called Dirty Floor. We'll talk with them afterwards. They are the Castle of Ink.
In the dark, I had to hide my scars. I never told you all the things I wanted to say. They were stuck in my head, but they got away. 'Cause I'm tired of the constant fighting. I'm tired of hiding. I'm stuck in the middle. It seems unfair. I'm fist lying on the ground on this dirty floor. 'Cause I'm tired of the constant fighting. I'm tired of the constant hiding. I'm stuck. Driving
the dark,
they tried to show my scars. I should have told you all the things I needed to say, but now it's too late, 'cause you got away, 'cause I'm tired of the constant fighting, I'm tired of constant hiding. I'm stuck in the middle. It seems unfair. I'm fist lying on the ground on this dirty floor. 'Cause I'm tired of the constant fighting. I'm tired of the constant hiding. I'm stuck in the middle. It seems unfair. I'm fist lying on the ground on this dirty floor. On this dirty floor. I'm stuck in the middle, it seems unfair. I'm face lying on the ground on this dirty floor. 'Cause I'm tired of the constant fighting. I'm tired of the constant hiding. I'm stuck in the middle, it seems unfair. I'm face lying on the ground on this dirty floor. 'Cause I'm tired of the constant fighting. I'm tired of the constant hiding. I'm stuck.
Castle of Ink from the Lighthouse Project. Come on over, and we'll talk to you over on these microphones. You can keep those on as long as they we'll move them over here, and we're going to get another group set up and ready to go. And they sounded great. Go ahead and have a seat, and we'll talk with each of you. I always like to talk after a performance, let your music do the talking first. Let's meet Reynard, who you have an amazing voice, and you're at Point Park now. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from the Lincoln area of Pittsburgh. I'm 19. Like you said, I go to Point Park. I study animation and visual effects.
And how long have you been singing? Because you're a natural. Were you singing as a kid? Or?
Yeah, we started the band in seventh grade. You know, everybody, like, sings, honestly. I think anybody can sing. So, you know, I think it's just thinking, like, that kind of mindset just helps me be able to progress.
Now, when you say started the band, you don't mean Castle of Ink, do you? Was it a different band, or have you guys known each other that long?
Me and Rob met in seventh grade, and then we started the band, and it was originally called Ink. And then recently, before our album released, we expanded the name to Castle of Ink to be a little bit more searchable, you know?
Okay. Now, I remember you would go by The Ink?
No, just Ink.
Oh, just Ink.
Yeah. Okay. A lot of people would be like, The Ink, but no.
Okay. Well, now Ink. I remember, because I remember, actually, I remember the two of you quite clearly. Now that we were so frantically busy setting things up, now it's a memory that you guys had a lot of gigs under that name too. So I like The Castle of Ink. That's a great name. Let's also say hello to Robert, since he was part of those early days.
Hello.
It's good to have you with us. So your role, you got kind of a neat role. You're sort of the heartbeat of this group, at least in that song you just did, keeping the rhythm going as these two are singing together. Is that what you'll typically do in the group? Do you do any vocals as well? Or?
Well, no. I'm kind of the composer, and I also, you know, I'm the lead guitar. So.
Okay. So when you – that song is really tight. And how do you it must take a lot of work, I would think, to get it to be exactly the way you want it to be. Do you hear something in your head and try to match up what it is, or how do you get to the end, you know, to a good product?
Well, a lot of our songs come natural in a sense. You know, the ones that are forced don't come out as good as, you know, we would want them to. So with that being said, is we you know, strive when we do create a song, we strive to, like, you know, make it to the best, and, you know, so.
Yeah, well, it certainly shows. And scoot up here a little bit. I want to talk to Destiny a bit. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? And I, before we do, I didn't get a chance to ask Robert. You're from Homewood, right?
Yes.
And you've been playing guitar at least since seventh grade. Does it go back further than that?
Yeah, well, I got my first guitar when I was probably around 5 years old. But, like, I just recently got serious about it in seventh grade, so around 7 years I really feel like I've been playing. So.
Yeah, you sound great. Now Destiny will say hello to you, and thank you for being along with us. You have a gorgeous voice. And
thank you.
When did you start singing?
Well, I've been singing, I guess, like, for a long time, except for I've started taking, well, kind of like what Reynard said, almost anybody can sing. I didn't know I could sing until about fourth grade.
Huh.
That's when people told me I could sing.
Yeah, well, it takes a lot of courage to sing out, though.
Yeah.
And the two of you singing together, I really admired. You fit together perfectly as you were singing.
Aww.
That. Does anybody want to acknowledge anybody, any shout-outs or anything?
You know, shout out to Lighthouse and the YMCA. For the people who are listening, make sure to be there to support them at the Fall Ball next Friday. Shout out to my sister. She was just, like, in a car accident. She's okay, but, like, I just wanted to throw that out there.
What's her name?
Sierra.
Sierra, I hope you're feeling better. And I just, even if she's not injured, that's a pretty harrowing experience to be in. Was she driving?
Yeah, she was driving, but it could have been worse.
Yeah.
The person in front of her stopped, and it made her crash, and then someone behind her hit the back of her. But it's all good.
I've had that. It's like a sandwich, and it's not a very good one. But you guys have anybody you wanted to...
I guess my mom, my auntie, they may be listening, so shout out to you too. Thank you for supporting.
Excellent. We'll hear it on rebroadcast, if not live now. How about for you, Robert?
Well, I just want to say, you know, we have an album out. It'll be digital this Monday. And shout out to my sister, you know, with her love and care, you know, I'm able to do what I do today, you know. Shout out my boy Ray, you know, Destiny, you know.
Yeah. And what's your sister's name?
Amber.
Amber, great. Well, thank you, guys. I hope you can come back, too, sometimes. We'd love to have you
invite
back.
Invite us whenever. We'll be here.
Well, we should do it more often. Now, we're going to talk to you two before you perform. And we've got Tanaya. Tanaya, you're 15 and from Urban Pathways, right?
Yes.
Nice to have you with us. Can you tell me a little bit about your involvement with the Lighthouse Project? What, how long have you been going there?
I would say about a year. I found out through my parents because they found out from someone. And then as I kept going, I was like, oh, this is interesting. Let me, you know, improve myself.
Well, that's fantastic. That's great to hear. What? Now you like to sing, clearly. I'm guessing.
Rapper.
Are you? Did you write what you're going to be singing today?
Yeah, some of it.
Excellent. And who do you have next to you here?
James Robinson.
James, and James is an artist in residence at YMCA Lighthouse, I do believe. Tell me a bit about yourself, James.
Well, I am artist in residence at the Lighthouse Project, but I'm also a singer-songwriter, a lead man in a band called Royce, and I'm a filmmaker and a producer.
Yeah,
I had the awesome opportunity to work with Tanaya on this track.
James is a really talented guy, and Royce is a great band. I'm happy to have you both here. I have a question for you, Tanaya. There might be some kids listening who don't want to reach out to Lighthouse or don't want to get involved. You know, people often think, these guys already have everybody they need. They don't need any more people. Did you feel pretty welcomed when you went there? And was
it was pretty welcome. Yeah. I think more people can start coming so that more people can learn from others who've been there more.
Yeah, and even if you come and you've never been there, you're going to have something worth giving and offering to other people, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I always feel, at least when I can remember, when I was younger, I'd think, this group doesn't need me, and you got to take that step and open the door and get involved and find out if it's for you or not.
Yeah.
And it's great you did it. Now, I've got your track here. It's called Monsters, and you'll be able to hear it as both of you sing, and I'm so happy to have you here. It's our last chance to talk Lighthouse, though, so there's a fall concert this coming Friday, right? Tell me about that.
It's called the Fall Ball. It's at Mr. Small's Friday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, doors open at 7.
Fall Ball.
Second annual.
Yes, the second annual Fall Ball. The first one was pretty great. This one should be better.
It's going to be twice as great.
Yes, twice as great because it's the second, you know? And then the next one's going to be three times and so on and so forth.
It'll be three times as great as the first one, but only 1.5 times as great as the second one. It goes like that. Wait till you get to 20. It's going to be really weird.
It's going to be an extravaganza.
And you're going to have a downloadable version of what you did this morning. It'll be out soon.
Yeah. We are going to release our album within increments and then the full album. Starting of Monday, we will be releasing the songs. And there will be an announcement video correlated to that coming out later today.
I like it. A little bit at a time. A little drip, drip, drip.
That'll be on our social medias at Castle of Ink.
The ink drips a little bit at a time. The Castle of Ink. And... you guys, thank you for being here. I meant to ask you tonight, did you want to say hello to anybody or any shout-outs?
Shout out to the Lighthouse program. My friends, okay, because they help me with a lot of things. Oh, and I want to shout out my enemies, because without my enemies, I would not be here today.
Oh, I like
and my family,
it.
Too.
I like it. That's an interesting... I really like the way you said that. And I'm not going to probe. I love the way you said that, because I feel that quite a bit. James, anything you wanted to add?
Shout out to the Lighthouse Project. Shout out to the Heinz Endowments. Shout out to the Royce Band and the Royce family. And shout out Aaron Karsh, who produced the project. He produced the beat for the Monsters.
Here comes the beat, and here comes James and Tanaya.
I got monsters under my bed, monsters under my bed, trying to find out what's real and what's really in my head. I got monsters under my bed, monsters under my bed, trying to find out what's real and what's really in my head. Life's a struggle, but I'm still climbing. Haters mad, but I'm still rhyming. Grinding hard on these streets, bow down, I'ma teach you. Sit back and let me preach you. Trying to soar, but these monsters screaming. Devil scheming, hit them with the red dot, really beaming. On the track, I'll be like lightning, I'm brightening.
I'll be like lightning, I'm so brightening.
Secrets inside me, I keep it under lock and key. I keep it caged, but I can't control it. So keep it rolling, I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Monsters under my bed. Monsters under my bed,
trying to find out what's real and what's really in my head.
Monsters in my bed, demons in my head, legions in my soul, they won't let me go. All I see is red, rising from the dead, what the voices said, I am misanthrope. Leave me alone, I got bills on top of bills, and that ain't including the student loans. Devil trying to throw me thrills, I just want to chill, stay in my zone. If life is so priceless, then why we act trifling, blame ISIS for the crisis. Get a gram and an Instagram, good goddamn, that's the Instafix. Snapchat on a TL to reveal, that's the Instaflick. Pop a perk, that's a blue pill to conceal, it's the Matrix. Make America great again, that's an American hate trend. Blind us all on the weekend, to forget we all blend. Monsters in my head, demons in my bed. What the voices said, rising from the dead. Monsters in my head, demons in my bed. What these voices said, I'm rising from the dead.
I got monsters under my bed, monsters under my bed, trying to find out what's real and what's really in my head. I got
monsters under my bed,
monsters under my bed, trying to find out what's real and what's really in my head. Monsters under my bed, monsters under my bed, trying to find out what's real and what's really in my head.
It's really in my head.
Monsters under my bed. Monsters under my bed. Trying to find out what's real and what's really in my head.
That was fantastic. Oh yeah, I thought you guys. I thought you did a great job. You're. The performer is always the one who's got the worst seat in the house. I'm the one that gets to hear it is the audience. Thank you guys for coming here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we want to have you back, too.
Okay.
All of you back, whenever you want to be back.